Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. The way the game works is here on the Big Money Celebrity Birthday Game. I'm going to give you some celebrities. You have to figure out how old the celebrity's turning, either today or this week. And you're playing for a Two Guys Named Chris P1 listener, including Scott, Keith, and Justin. They get to pick their player. We would let you play, but it's too easy to look up these ages quickly. Scott will get to choose first. Scott, do you want Biggie, Chris Dim, or B.B. Shay?
I went with B.B. Shay, but I was told it was a terrible choice.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I gave a little commentary. I mean, to pick him
first.
Are
you supposed to do that, Biggie?
I'm not sure.
I mean, to pick him first after this performance this week.
I was supposed to say. But we had Tom Skerritt got him and Elliot Gould got him, remember?
Yeah, look, I know your team him, but let's...
Yeah, I'm trying to... I've glazed him all week long.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first funny thing I've heard today.
Yeah, he barely lost yesterday. That was very close. You lost by one yesterday. Let's see what happens today. All right, Scott has some faith in him. Maybe he'll placed, according to
me. Maybe they'll be young people.
Maybe. Let's see. We go to Keith. Keith, you can have Biggie or Chris Dim. Who you got?
I'm my Lincoln Green neighbor, Chris Dim.
Chris Dim. Lincoln Green apartment complex.
My first apartment here.
You know, that's like when somebody shocks you by making the wrong choice on the NFL draft at number one. They're like, we can't believe this quarterback's still here at pick number two. Mm-hmm. What? Chris Dim's still available? Yeah, I'm going to take him. And that means Biggie slides all the way to third. And Justin Biggie will be playing for you today.
All right, that sounds good to me.
All right, hang on a second and we'll get into this game. If you miss by, let's say, 4 years, that's 4 points. And at the end of the game, the scores are added up and the lowest amount of points win. Okay, here's somebody I think that you'll know very well from Spider-Man, Zendaya. In fact, she dates Tom Holland, who played Spider-Man. Here's a clip.
I'm just gonna tell you. MJ,
I'm Spider-Man.
What?
That's what you were gonna say, that you're Spider-Man.
No. I'm not Spider-Man.
I mean, I've been watching you for like a while now. It's kind of obvious.
She's become a superstar since being in Spider-Man and some other movies, of course.
She's global.
She's big time. She has won 2 Primetime Emmy Awards and a Golden Globe and was called one of the 100 most influential people in the world 2 years ago by Time Magazine. Has become enormous since being in things like No Way Home, Far From Home, the HBO teen drama series Euphoria. She's in that now. You watch that?
Yes.
Can I handle it?
No.
God, no. Biggie told me
please
that.
Please, God, don't watch it.
Yeah, that's what Biggie said. Teen drama. That's Sydney Sweeney in that?
Yes.
Can I handle it?
No.
I don't know if you could hear the applause around the country the other day from the men, but apparently Sydney Sweeney announced she's not going to stop doing nude scenes in movies.
Now yeah, even though she's more famous now. Yeah. Biggie says that show is full of a lot of sex, but I can't handle it.
No.
It's not like the sweet kind.
Sweet kind.
No, it's not like sweet, it's like dirty sex. He says it's real dirty sex. Exactly. Spider-Man really put her on the map, of course, and she's been dating Tom Holland for a while now. Tom Holland gave up Spider-Man, or is he still doing it? Or did I know at one point he stepped away from it.
He just took a break from acting.
Yeah, from acting entirely, Has he gone back to it? I don't even know. I guess
he's going to put the suit on again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. She also has released a couple of songs and has recorded with Hollywood Records as well. Is she a child star?
Yes, she was.
I thought so.
Disney
child star.
Yeah.
Zendaya. All right, Biggie. How old is she today?
29.
29. Chris Dim.
27.
And B.B. Shay.
I put 29.
One of you has it exactly right. Oh. It's Christopher Dim. She's 27 today. He's got a perfecto rolling here early. Biggie and B.B. Shay both have 2 points. And we say happy birthday to Gloria Estefan. Just talked about her the other day. She was on the Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia. Gloria Estefan, Cuban-American singer, actress, businesswoman, 8-time Grammy Award winner, and Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. Didn't know that. Named one of the top 100 greatest artists of all time by both VH1 and Billboard magazine.
Which president gave her the award?
Obama gave her the award. Gloria Estefan, lead singer of the Miami Sound Machine. I had forgotten about this and reading about her. She had a life-threatening cervical fracture in her spine when her tour bus was involved in a serious accident.
Oh, great.
She was in a private. Yes, she was. I didn't remember it being as bad as apparently was. She was really badly injured in that crash. Gloria Estefan. This was the one we heard the other day. This was her first number one hit. The others were faster. Okay. You familiar with her work, BB Shay?
Not at all. Didn't it? She's played the Super Bowl once, if not twice.
I think she has done it twice. One of the few that's been halftime performer twice at the Super Bowl. Biggie, how old is she?
64.
Chris Dim.
And even 60.
BB Shay.
I put 66.
67.
Woo!
BB Shay. Oh, he's deadly serious, too. He's not even smiling.
He's
not even cracking a smile.
Okay.
You got a lead now.
All right.
Lead change. 3
My
points for
God.
BB. So Chris Dim gets Zendaya, which is more your era.
Yeah, all right.
And he misses by 7 on Gloria Estefan.
When was her first hit?
Well,
like 83?
Mid 80s, I guess, right? She's born in 1957.
Okay.
Thanks for.
See, I was putting her because I was thinking mid 80s, mm-hmm. mid 20s. That's what I said.
That's right. Yeah. Same.
3 for BB Shay, 5 for Biggie, 7 for Chris Dim. Anybody's game here. And we say happy birthday to Richard Gere from An Officer and a Gentleman.
Spell it. D O R.
I ain't gonna quit.
Yeah, then you can be free and you and your daddy can get drunk and go hall chasing again, huh?
No, sir.
D O R.
I ain't gonna quit.
Right, then you can forget it. You're out.
Don't you do it. Don't you. I got nowhere else to go.
Oh, you know who should be here for this.
Ego.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Don't speak his name.
Don't speak it. Please. Jeez. Richard Tiffany Gere. That's right. Richard Tiffany Gere.
I don't like him anymore.
Also in, probably most famous for Pretty Woman, don't you think?
Yeah, nowadays, probably.
Yeah. Also in Summersby, which I liked.
Shot in and around my old hometown.
I like, yeah, that's right. Runaway Bride, Cotton Club, An Officer and a Gentleman, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, Chicago.
I bet he was barely in that.
But Looking for Mr. Goodbar?
Yeah, Gigolo was his breakout.
Oh, that's it. American Gigolo, yeah. That's right. And he's in Chicago.
He's pretty good in Chicago.
Yeah, he was.
And the one with the Ed Norton.
Primal Fear.
Primal Fear.
Primal, yes.
Primal Fear.
Superb.
Yes. And he's in, what's that movie? Oh, golly. Now I'm blanking on it. But he's like.
Knights in Rodanthe.
Yeah. That's the one. That's it.
Wait,
that's
no. It. You're it. Thinking of.
The cheating movie. Unfaithful.
Unfaithful.
Ooh. Unfaithful. That's right.
Great sex scenes.
Great. Oh, my God. Not with him.
The sweet
Is that the
guy.
Good kind?
He's not in it. Diane Ladd.
Lane.
You know who loves her? Don't speak his name. Golly. If any celebrity he should ever be here for, it's this man right here. Richard Tiffany Gere. Biggie, I'm sorry. You're down by 2.
75.
Ooh. Chris Dim.
69.
And BB Shay.
72.
One of you has it exactly right. Our new leader, Biggie. He turned 75 today.
Oh, God.
It's a close one. It's a close one now. Between two of you, Chris Dim is fading. 5 for Biggie. 6 for BB Shay. 13 for Chris Dim.
Jesus.
Let me get my notes here. Chris Tucker. Comedian and actor Chris Tucker. And Biggie says we have a clip from Rush Hour. Rush Hour, which he's known more for Friday or Rush Hour?
Equal.
But this, to me, is his most famous line.
Okay, this is Chris Tucker.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I agree. Genius. That's his most famous line. It's really funny. Very, very funny and great. Now, I haven't seen Rush Hour.
No. Or Friday.
Or Friday. I haven't seen Friday.
He's in... Jackie Brown for a minute.
Yeah. I loved him in Jackie Brown. Well, I love Jackie Brown.
Beaumont Livingston.
I love Jackie Brown.
You should watch Rush Hour. I think you'd enjoy
Rush
Hour.
I'm sure you're right.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Didn't they just make Rush Hour 2 not long ago?
No, they made Rush Hour
Rush Hour 3.
It came out 20 years ago, probably.
What did they make recently?
They tried to do a Rush Hour TV show.
Okay.
He was in that movie Air, the one about the Jordan. Yeah, he was.
I loved him in that. I thought he was great in that. Is his stand-up really funny?
Yeah, he's good stand-up, too.
Yeah. Chris Tucker. Yeah, Air, I thought he was good in. And I like, you saw that?
Yes.
I like that. Yeah, I enjoyed that too. Okay, Christopher Tucker, stand-up comedian, performer, Def Comedy Jam, all the Friday movies, all of those. Fifth Element, Jackie Brown, not in it long. The Rush Hour film series. Oh, he's also in Silver Linings Playbook, and I did see that.
Very good in that.
He's good in that, yeah. He is. I barely remember that movie, though. I've only seen it.
Oh, he's like the friend for...
Yes, yes. He's good. He's a really good actor.
Bradley Cooper's friend?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was in the Looney Bin with him.
In what?
That's right.
The Looney Bin? Yeah, it's in politics. Sorry about
that. We don't call it that.
He's at the psychiatric hospital with Bradley Cooper.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
The Looney Bin.
Sorry.
That should be the name of...
That's a throwback.
Yeah.
Something that the person who uses in that chair would say.
You should be here for this.
Yeah.
How old is Chris Tucker, Biggie? You have the lead by one.
Oh, this is tough. Mid-50s? I said 55.
Hey. 55, he says. Chris Dim.
60.
All in on 60, BB Shea.
Wow, I said 52.
53.
All right.
53. Okay, gentlemen. Biggie and BB Shea have 7. Chris Dim has 20. He's eliminated, basically.
Here it comes.
Lily Tomlin.
Oh, my God.
Lily, do you know her?
Do you know her?
No.
Have you seen 80 for Brady?
No.
Okay. The scene from 9 to 5.
Charlie, something terrible has happened.
What?
Violet put rat poison in Hart's coffee.
I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident.
You mean that's why?
He looks just like Skinny and Sweet.
Good grief.
Where is he? We've got to tell the doctor.
He's in the emergency room. It's the first door down on the right. They took him in.
Oh, my God. There's a policeman. What's he doing here?
Lily Tomlin made it big when she was herself. She did a one-woman show. Then she's in 9 to 5. Her first movie ever, I read that earlier today, was... Golly, I have to look. I've lost it.
Was it a Steve Martin movie?
Nashville.
Oh, she was in Nashville.
Nashville, yes.
But she was a television star. I mean,
she was a superstar. Yes, she was.
Before she ever made
stand-up
movies.
Comedy, sketch comedy, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. Laugh-In is a big deal, yeah. Has won a Tony, has won an Emmy, has won a Grammy, never an Oscar. So she's close to getting the EGOT. And, of course, she's in 9 to 5 with Jane Fonda and Dolly Parton, probably what she's now most famous for. And she's in that show recently with Jane Fonda as well.
Yeah,
it's
got two names.
Marty and, golly, I'll have to look that up too. Now I can't remember.
That's not Hope and Glory. It's like Frankie and Grace or
Frankie
something?
Frankie and Gracie. Yeah, I think that's it. Now do you know?
No. Well, I'm screwed.
Have you seen your telephone operator bit?
No.
You know what a telephone operator is?
No.
All right. For the game, Biggie Lily Tomlin.
I know her at least.
Yes.
And I have no idea on age. 83?
83. Chris Dim.
90.
He's all in on 90. Oh, man. For the game. Man. For the game.
I put 83, too.
Ooh. She's 85. Okay, we have a tie. We have a tie.
Just like that.
85.
Sudden death.
Like wait, now do you know how sudden death works?
No.
Okay, we give you a dead celebrity. How old would this person be today?
Okay.
That's how that works. We're going to go with Michael Jackson. You've heard of him.
Yes.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's Chris Dim's guy.
That's what I know.
Michael Jackson. Of course, Chris Dim knows that. Michael Jackson. All right, Biggie. For the game. Michael Jackson.
I'm going to call my shot, but I feel like I'm close on this one.
Yep.
67.
BB Shea.
65.
He's 66. We have to do one more.
Did it again.
We have to do one more. We have Sean Connery. Sean Connery played Bond. All right. If nobody gets it this time, if it's still a tie, we'll have to just give the prize to two people. Sean Connery for the game. Multiple Bond films. Connery. Chris Dim doesn't.
Junior.
All right. Oh, yeah. He's in that. He's in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
I'm judging.
Biggie for the game. Double overtime.
All right. 95.
95, BB Shea.
87.
94.
Biggie wins.
Double OT.
Man, BB Shea.
Double overtime loss.